I am here with Ray Aroesti. He is with Aero Insurance and a longtime associate of the pool industry, a friend of the industry. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing fine.
Tell me a little bit about your history in the industry.
Well, you know, I was thinking driving here a couple of days ago how the first show I was at, the first Western show, was in Pasadena, California, at the Pasadena Convention Center. And that goes back to, probably 1980. And the show's certainly grown since then. One thing has remained consistent, though, the quality of the seminars, the quality of the production, and really the quality of the attendees here has remained consistent for, well over 20 years now. We did a seminar this morning. This is about the 25th seminar I've given. I always give a Saturday morning presentation. And I focus on legal liability of the swimming pool service technician and how to avoid claims in court. That was my title this morning. A lot of good questions. We had a full class. And my goal in that was reaching two different audiences. The new service technician, who I'm concerned goes into a backyard and has a broad view of that backyard pool and the backyard in general, doesn't recognize defects and hazards. So that was one person I sought to reach. The other one was the old-timer, who maybe does see the defects but doesn't realize the liability associated with those defects and what steps he could take to not only make the pool safer but to reduce his potential for being sued or having financial loss. Had some great questions, and I will be here again next year, as I have been for a long, long time.
That's awesome. I've always enjoyed your seminars. They're very engaging, at the same time informative. You know, it's hard to keep people's attention when you're talking about legal issues. You do a great job at that.
Well, you know, one of the funniest stories I can tell you is that a couple of years ago I was at the show, and of course after the show I like to see my reviews and try to tweak my performance based on the comments of the attendees. And when I went up to the booth, the main booth, I was told that someone left my class and demanded a refund. And that kind of shocked me. I thought they were kidding me at first, because I usually get very, very good reviews. And I was told, no, these people were going to come into the industry and wanted to get into a business where they could make a lot of money with zero to very little risk. They sat through my class and decided it wasn't for them. And not only did they decide not to buy a pool route, but wanted their money back as well. Certainly that's not my intention, but I do kind of like when I hear comments that people leave my class a little apprehensive and a little scared, because I think some healthy fear makes us a little sharper.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is it exactly that you do? I know you're an attorney and also you're insurance. So explain to us exactly what you do.
I'm the owner and president of Aero Insurance Service. Now, for the past about the past 30 years, Aero has focused exclusively on the swimming pool industry. We write swimming pool service technicians in 9 states. We insure IPSA. We insure the Swimming Pool Association of Hawaii. We insure approximately 6,000 service technicians. We also insure pool builders and remodelers and a lot of manufacturers. Okay. We insure most of the SVRS manufacturers in this building today. We insure drain cover manufacturers and accessory manufacturers. So we're exclusive in that. Additionally, I am an attorney. I passed the bar in 1990, spent about 12 years in litigation, and realized that I just missed the pool business too much, so came back and full-time now with my insurance business. Never left it entirely, though.
Sure.
Additionally, for fun, I have an avocado ranch. I'm a farmer, and we sell commercials. We don't sell commercials. We sell avocados commercially across the country.
Really?
And
what kind of avocados?
We sell Hass avocados. Okay. We've got some real, real challenges in the farming community right now, particularly with the California drought.
Yes.
Avocado trees like to be watered on a regular basis.
Do they?
We've got this ongoing drought they're fearing is a 50-year drought. So that's challenging.
Yeah. But so you face that challenge on both sides, because this industry is certainly facing those challenges. You're on the other side, on the agriculture industry, facing it as well.
Ironically, my avocado business and my insurance business has a common theme, and that theme is water.
Yes.
So
it's tough for you.
Who would have figured that?
Yeah.
You guys got to share.
That's awesome. So can you do us a favor? Give us a plug. What's your website for people who aren't insured or maybe they're not with IPSA? What's your website?
I have a brand new website, and the URL is www.arrowinsuranceservice.com. This website has been totally revamped as of 6 weeks ago. It is totally focused on the pool industry. We have an education section with no less than 25 nuts and bolts articles from everything from water conservation to energy conservation on a variable speed pumps. We've got safety issues on there. We're now tweeting from the show, so look for our Twitter handle at Arrow Insurance Service, at Arrow Insurance, I believe it is. We're on Facebook, so everything we do is pool related.
You're social.
And we are.
You're everywhere.
It's a new world.
That's awesome.
We want to be a part of it. We are a part of it.
I love the education aspect of your website, so you're helping out in that area too.
Indeed.
That's good. Awesome. So if IPSA is available, that's probably one of the best ways to capture insurance. Would you agree with that?
Well, IPSA members not only get some incredible coverage that's unavailable with either any other association or individually, but they're getting the insurance at a reduction of about two-thirds. So they're paying one-third the market rate for coverage that's not even available on an individual basis. And the nice thing about getting onto a group policy is you not only get great coverage, but if you have a loss, you're not going to be looked upon individually. Your loss is going to be looked at in connection with the entire association. Like I said earlier, we've been insuring IPSA for 26 years, and we have an excellent experience with them. So a member's got a little bit more assurance of continuing his coverage as part of a large group than he would individually.
So not to be discouraged, if someone's in an area where IPSA is not available, they can come to your site directly.
As I said, we do business in 9 states. IPSA does offer some great coverage, but it's not everywhere.
Got it.
And it's not for everyone. IPSA's for the cream of the crop. To get into IPSA, a member has to pass a water chemistry test. He's got to attend meetings, and he's got to do sick route coverage. But in exchange for that, he does get great coverage. He gets some great prices. And if something happens to him, either an injury or illness, he has the assurance of knowing that his route's going to be covered by a competent professional pool service technician that's going to save his business.
Right. What would you say is one of the most common legal blunders that people are making out there? What are some of the mistakes that you're seeing that are common?
Let's see what they're going to win.
Probably the most frustrating claim I get is service technicians who add water to a pool and forget to turn it off. Mm. It's kind of like a child that leaves a room and forgets to turn the lights off. The difference is, though, that instead of a few dollars on an electric bill, we've had claims approaching close to $500,000 for the water damage done when a service technician leaves the water running. In that case, I'm talking about a house sunk and that had to be destroyed. We had a claim many years ago at Frank Sinatra's house where water was left running, and it was a very, very large claim. And fortunately, the water that ran into the house missed Frank Sinatra's piano, but that was a memorable one. There's a simple solution to this. If the service technician would simply put his truck keys on the hose bib, he wouldn't be able to drive away and forget to turn off the water as a side benefit. A lot of techs leave their keys in the truck ignition, and by putting them on the hose bib, you minimize the risk that your truck's going to be stolen from in front of your customer's residence.
I learned that trick a long time ago. Always put your keys in the hose bib. If you turn the water on in the pool, just always put your keys right there. And there's been several times I've gotten to my truck and can't find my keys. One time I even actually searched everywhere for them before I realized that I was filling the pool. Had to run in the back. So it's a very effective technique.
I'd say the second most frustrating claim situation I have is where a service technician is doing a pool and fails to keep a log. A log is so important because that's the ammunition that we're going to use to defend the pool service technician if a pool user makes a claim against him for a bacterial infection, whether it be E. coli, Staphylococcus, folliculitis, or Cryptosporidium. Without it, it's only our word that we service the pool correctly, but that word is not going to go very far in his defense in a court of law. So I know it's sometimes a pain in the neck, but a chemical log where the service technician is indicating total alkalinity, chlorine levels, acid levels and filter pressure too.
Do you recommend that log be left at the equipment or be in the truck?
I think it should be in the truck.
Okay.
The problem with leaving it at the job site is it could disappear.
Got it. Yo, that's true. Perfect. Hey, thank you so much for stopping by and joining me here.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care.